kind of work do you do?
I'm a tattoo artist.
He makes a decent living.
If you do a tattoo and somebody doesn't pay you, do you like that?
But their landlord can't live without rent.
April, you didn't pay. May, you didn't pay. June, you didn't pay. She doesn't like it when somebody takes her property and doesn't pay for it.
They were very dreadful living.
Move! Move.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Jenny Hernandez and boyfriend Juan Avendano are suing their landlord, Diana Galarzo, for turning off their electricity and for false accusations of assault.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 109 on the calendar, in the matter of Hernandez, Avendano versus Galarzo.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Ms. Hernandez, how long have you and Mr. Avendano been together?
We started dating back in 2010, but I've known him for about 5 or 6 years.
How long have you been living together?
About 3 years.
When did you move into the defendant's rental property?
In August of 2012.
How much was the rent?
$765, and she would pay for the utilities.
$765?
Yeah.
And you say that included all the utilities?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you live in Los Angeles?
Yes.
And is it customary for rental property in Los Angeles for the owner of the property to pay for electric? I'm not talking about water, sewer. Is it customary for the owner, not the renter, but the owner to pay for electric? Because that's very different from where I live.
In some places.
Yeah, if it's offered,
yes.
It is.
Well, of course, if it's offered, it is. That's not my question. You understand my question.
Yes. Yes, Your Honor.
Because this is what the case is about. You lived at Ms. Gallardo's premises, and according to both of you, you didn't pay her all the rent you were supposed to when you were living there. She says you were supposed to pay the electric. You didn't do it. She said, I'm not paying the electric and their rent. And then when she demanded her rent, you started to call up various housing authorities because there was a problem with the electric. So this is your lawsuit. You said even though you didn't pay rent, she still owes you $5,000 for a variety of inconveniences.
They weren't inconveniences, Your Honor. They were very dreadful living conditions.
Move! Move. That's what you do. If they were dreadful, you have a month-to-month lease, move. You don't stay there and just say, I'm not paying rent. I wouldn't stay there. And how old are you?
I'm 23.
23. And how old are you?
39.
Well, 23 is young. 39 isn't so young. 39 is smiling at me. 39 years old, if he's living someplace where it's horrible, moves. Now, which agencies did you call, by the way?
I called the Los Angeles Housing Department.
And what free legal service did you apply to when there were eviction proceedings and protective orders? Did you have a law group represent you? Just tell me the name of the group.
Basta. It was Basta.
Right. So you had a group represent you. And did that take time?
Yes.
Do you work?
I had to quit my job.
Just a second. Do you work?
Not currently, Your
Honor. So, do you work?
Yes, ma'am.
And what kind of work do you do?
I'm a tattoo artist.
Okay. You work full time?
Yes, I do.
And how much do you earn a week? Are you paid in check or cash?
No, I'm paid in cash.
You're paid in cash?
Yeah, so it varies.
Right. She doesn't work, and you get paid in cash?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. You moved in August.
Yes, sir.
When did you stop paying your full $765 a month?
March.
What month?
March.
Is that correct?
No.
When did they stop giving you their full rent?
February at 8 o'clock in the morning outside. They were walking out, and they saw me sitting in my
car. Who did you have a conversation with at that time?
With Jenny Hernandez.
How much rent did they give you in February 2013?
$200, Your Honor.
In February of 2013? You have rent receipts?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
And I give her money into the eviction. Oh, sorry, Your Honor.
I'd like to see the rent receipt for February 2013.
I have a rent receipt for...
Okay. On what date of the month is your rent due?
We never had
on
an agreed date.
On what date did you move in August of 2012?
Around the 10th. It was around the 10th. It wasn't at the beginning of the month.
When did they move in August?
Around August 9th.
You don't remember? They don't remember. Okay. So your rent would be due on either the 9th or the 10th.
Around there, yes.
Of the month. So on February 14th, which is 4 days late, you gave her $200.
Yes.
That's what it says.
Yes, Your Honor. Yes, sir.
Not $765, but $200. And then on February 28th, you gave her another $200. That doesn't add up to $765. Now, I'd like to see your rent receipts for March.
Okay. Yeah, so I received a receipt from her.
Show me the rent receipt for March.
I'd like to see a copy.
Shh. I have no idea what this is. I want to see a rent receipt for March.
That was her rent receipt.
Via text.
Via text.
Can I see the rent receipt for March?
There's no rent receipt for March.
Did they pay March's rent?
No, they did not.
This is not a rent receipt for March. Would you give this back to them?
Also have.
This is a rent receipt. This is what she has in her book.
Right. She didn't give me one.
We have. Maybe.
Let me see your rent receipt for April.
Yeah, no, after April, we went through the eviction process with her and I didn't pay
rent anymore. Did you pay, just a second. So you didn't pay February. You have no proof you paid March. We're going to April. April, you didn't pay at all. Is that correct?
It was already into the eviction.
April, you didn't pay.
No, Your Honor.
You did live there in April.
Yes, Your Honor.
May, you didn't pay.
No, Your Honor.
You did live there in May.
Yes, Your Honor.
June, you didn't pay.
Exactly.
Yes, Your Honor.
You're still living there in June.
Yes, Your Honor.
This is a good America. Did you do tattoos March, April, May, and June?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
Did you get paid?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
That's what the world is about.
And I offered to pay
them. That's a living. You do tattoos, you get paid in cash.
Yes.
How much you report to the government is anybody's guess. But you get paid when you work.
Yes, I do.
This is her business.
I understand.
Now you understand where I'm going?
I've always understood.
Perfect. Very good. Now you want to tell me, you, not 23-year-old, 39 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
You have 30 seconds to tell me why you think she owes you $5,000. Now, you didn't pay rent for February, March, April, May, and June. You tell me why she owes you $5,000.
For the simple fact that when she rented us the apartment, she offered the utilities paid. We have the ads where she offered the utilities paid. 6 months into us living there, she decides to disconnect the electricity for the simple fact that we had to complain to the health department because she would not listen to any of our complaints. We had a major gas leak. We have mold. We have a rodent and cockroach infestation. I've had allergic reactions to the mold. My asthma has acted up ever since now.
Move! You're 39 years old. What's wrong with you? If I lived in a place where there was mold and I didn't have to be there because I wasn't sentenced there, I didn't even have a lease there, and there were bugs and mold and asthma and all kinds of other ailments that I was suffering from living in a place that I didn't have to live, you know what I would do?
Move.
I would move.
And
you choose not to move, that would be your problem.
Well, her response to all of this was always, I will be back and I will send somebody to come and fix this. So we figured it was a quaint little place. It was quiet. You know, we figured.
It was a quaint, just a second. It was a quaint little place that was quiet.
In the beginning.
Quaint.
In the beginning.
Okay. You have a counterclaim. Your counterclaim is for money owed for unpaid rent, property damage, attorney's fees, damages for pain and suffering. All right. So far, I know that they didn't pay rent for March, April, May, and June. 4 months.
And $175 for February, Your Honor?
Okay. Now, Mr. Avendano.
Yes, Your Honor.
Let's get down to some real specific things.
Yes.
Let's not deal with February. February, I have your receipts. You still owe her $175 from February.
Yes, Your Honor.
In March, you ate the steak, which means you went into the restaurant, you ate the steak even though you didn't like it.
Okay.
So you have to pay the bill. In April, you went back to the same restaurant, you ordered steak, you ate the steak, you still didn't like it. You didn't pay for it again. In May, you went back to the same restaurant, you ate the steak, you didn't pay for it. And you did the same thing in June.
But we went through an eviction process for that, and she still dismissed the case because she didn't have any evidence. She had insufficient
evidence. I just got evidence. My evidence is clear as a bell.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
What kind of an operation do you run?
Right.
What?
I said right.
I really don't need you to approve of me. 10 million people approve of me. There are a lot of people who watch that don't approve of me. I don't care as long as they watch.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jenny Hernandez and boyfriend Juan Avendano claim landlord Diana Galarzo maliciously turned off their electricity. Diana is countersuing for unpaid rent.
Now, I don't believe that people who are landlords should be able to maintain circumstances where people are stuck in leases and maintain a premises that is unsafe. I don't believe that that should happen. And because, unfortunately, that did happen in large cities where people were stuck living in tenements and landlords didn't collect garbage and they didn't provide proper sewage and they didn't connect plumbing and they did bad things. So the court system created courts to help those tenants. But I'm going to tell you a story about my friend Marvin. My friend Marvin was a lawyer. An uncle of his left him an apartment building. The apartment building had a courtyard, and the building was around this courtyard. And every month he was hauled into housing court because there was garbage in the courtyard. Now, the only way that garbage could get into the courtyard was if tenants opened their window and threw the garbage in the courtyard instead of going and putting it down the trash chute. And Marvin would go to court, and the housing court judge would say, "That's disgusting. I'm going to fine you $500. So on the sixth month of going back to court, because he would clean up the garbage, and the tenants would open up their windows and throw the garbage in the courtyard and stop paying rent because they said this was disgusting, and they didn't have to pay rent. Finally, Marvin went back, and he said to this judge, "You know, Judge, let me tell you what I do. I work in my law office from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night. At 6 o'clock at night, let me tell you what I do. I go home, I get all the garbage from my house, I put the garbage in my car, I drive an hour and 15 minutes to the apartment building, I take the elevator with my garbage up to the roof, and I throw it in the courtyard." The judge said, "You don't really do that." He said, "Of course not." He said, "I'm not responsible for the garbage. Tenants do that. And then they don't pay me rent. They use that as an excuse not to pay me rent." So I'm saying to you, you ate the steak for 4.5 months. You got to pay for the steak. And you're 39 years old. You want to live with a 23-year-old who doesn't work? That's your prerogative. You want to get paid in cash for tattoos? That's also your prerogative. But if you eat the steak at her restaurant, you got to pay for it. Your claim is dismissed. On the counterclaim, I am awarding the defendant $3,235. This case is over.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
6 months into my tenancy, she decided to shut off my power because I made complaints to the housing department.
Oh, they went from the housing department, health department.
And then after that, I've been living for 5 days in complete darkness because she took away my power outlet and left me completely in the dark.
Because they know how to work the system. They have nothing else to do but to work the system.
This woman is a manipulator. She's a liar. She's a slumlord.
They bullied me, and I felt like a poodle attacked by a bunch of hound dogs. That's how I felt.
I'm just so overwhelmed, and I can't believe that she won.
These people are evil, and they should move. Like Judge Judy says, move.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Dayton versus Miller, step forward.
23-year-old Tina Dayton is suing her former child care provider, Bessie Miller, for the return of her deposit and lost wages. Tina says her daughter was terminated from the program because she wasn't potty trained.
Miss Dayton, the defendant was a daycare provider for your four-year-old.
Yes.
And she took care of your daughter once a week. That was the arrangement.
Yes.
She terminated her care for your daughter by giving you a written letter indicating she was no longer prepared to take care of your daughter over some potty training issues.
Yes.
And you want your deposit back.
Yes, plus the $90 for inconvenience.
Right now, I'm the one who's inconvenienced.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Sit down.
She had 2 weeks to use that deposit.
Sit down. Is that your wife?
No, it's my girlfriend. She terminated her for just cause.
Girlfriend, great.
She had,
that's
she
your
had the cause to do it.
Listen to me. Don't speak when I'm speaking. It's irritating.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tina Dayton says former child care provider Bessie Miller owes for the return of her deposit and lost wages.
Okay. When did your daughter start with Ms. Miller's daycare?
It was the 13th of March.
And how many days did she attend?
A total of four.
How much per day was it?
It was $35 a day.
So far, is that all correct?
No.
What is incorrect?
The dates that she was in my care.
Okay. So her mother says she was there for 4 days. I'd like you to show me what your records indicate.
I do have the contract.
I didn't ask you for a contract. I said to you,
oh.
Her mother, who should know whether she was in daycare or not, says she was in daycare with you for 4 days. You say, no, she wasn't there for 4 days. So I said, show me.
She was in my care from March 4th till April 5th.
How many days was she in your care?
2 days a week for the duration of the month. I mean, I'm...
Well, Miss Miller, I don't know how you run your business, but if I were taking care of children, I would have a book that indicated exactly what days each child was there and what hour they arrived and what hour they left. Do you keep and maintain such records? You should. And if you have them, I'd like to see them. And if you don't have them, they don't exist. That means that her daughter was there for 4 days, just like she said.
Okay.
Now, how much money did you pay Miss Miller when you signed your daughter up for her program?
$210.
Is that all the money that you paid her?
For the deposit, yes.
I just want to ask you, during the time that your daughter was at her daycare, did you give her any other money other than the $210?
Yes.
How much did you give her?
It would have been $35 a day, so it would be the $140.
$140. Yes. So you paid her each day that your daughter came?
Yes.
Is that right?
Most certainly.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Great. So now you have $210, and you terminated her daughter at your program.
Yes.
Tell me why.
Failure to pay on time.
No, she paid you. You just told me that. She paid you $35 a day each time her daughter came.
She was supposed to pay at the end of the week, every week. She didn't pay a couple of weeks, and I told her she didn't have to pay the late fee, and so she paid me the following week.
Why did you terminate her daughter?
Due to failure of not to pay, and also failure to provide me a doctor's note of why her daughter wasn't potty trained.
You have to give her money back.
And $210.
Unless your contract specifies that a child has to be potty trained for you to care for them, and that's something that she fraudulently withheld from you, then you would have reason to terminate her. And there may be a clause in your contract that provides that a deposit will not be returned. But you can't terminate somebody based upon your whim and then not return their deposit, especially when you just told me she paid you each time her child came. It's ridiculous. What kind of an operation do you run?
Right.
What?
I said right.
I really don't need you to approve of me.
I'm sorry.
10 million people approve of me. There are a lot of people who watch that don't approve of me. I don't care as long as they watch.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Anything else you have to tell me?
Can I say something, Your Honor?
About what?
We had a contract, and in the contract it said the deposit was non-refundable.
Sit down.
She had 2 weeks to use that deposit.
Sit down. Sit down. Your wife terminated her. Is that your wife?
No, it's my girlfriend. She terminated her for just
girlfriend.
Cause.
Girlfriend, great.
She
great.
Had,
that's
she
your
had
girlfriend.
The cause to do it.
Listen to me. Don't speak when I'm speaking. It's irritating. Your girlfriend didn't want to take her 4-year-old to the bathroom. I actually could understand that. Then she's in the wrong business.
She gladly took her.
I'm speaking, and you're not. She should do car loops if she doesn't want to take a toddler to the bathroom. But she can't terminate a client and then keep her money. She didn't leave. She terminated her. She gave her a letter and said, I'm not taking care of your kid anymore. Unless you have a doctor's note why she doesn't go to the bathroom by herself. Isn't that what you told her?
Yes.
Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $210. Thank you.
Why is that excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I basically went to a daycare, and my daughter just needed a little help in the potty. She refused to show me a doctor's note for her daughter not being potty trained. She's potty trained. She always went to the bathroom, never wet herself. But, you know, apparently that's too much to ask. Here's a little help. I mean, maybe I should
watch who I watch better next time.
I think it's most certainly part of the child care. They obviously should not be in business, and that's the whole reason why I took them to court.